Welcome to Prince Michael Sands Podcast. In here, you will hear the Word of God, and it can inspire you to become a better person if you let God in. From wherever you are right now, remember this, that we all are sinners destined for one day to be cast down to hell. We are all on schedule for eternal suffering. We are all supposed to be thrown into the lake of fire. Unless we repent, our sins cannot be forgiven. Our God loves us. Repent now. God bless. Hi, I want to thank you for downloading this podcast. I want to remind you today that our God, the creator of heaven and the earth, loves you, that he sent his beloved son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hello, welcome to today's podcast. Today, I want to say this, that wealth cannot buy you happiness. Now, if we all go to the Bible on the ERV or easy to read version, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10. Today, we are going to read from verse 10 to verse 17. Okay, let's start. From verse 10, it says the following. Those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senseless. The more wealth people have, the more friends they have to help spend it. So the rich really gain nothing. They can only look at their wealth. Those who work hard all day come home and sleep in peace. It is not important if they have a little or much to eat, but the rich worry about their wealth and are not able to sleep. There is a very sad thing that I have seen happen in this life. People save their money for the future, then something bad happens and they lose everything. So they have nothing to give to their children. People come into the world with nothing, and they die. When they die, they live with nothing. They might work hard to get their things, but they cannot take anything with them when they die. It is very sad that people leave the world just as they came. So what does a person gain from trying to catch the wind? They only get days that are filled with sadness and sorrow. In the end, they are troubled, sick, and angry. Now, if we go back to verses 10, it says, those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senseless. Now, there are people on this planet Earth that even though they already have a house, they want more, they want another house, they desire to have two houses. Then all of a sudden they got two houses, now they want four. They got four, now they want eight. If they have like a car, they want one, now they want two. If they have two, now they want four. People are never satisfied with what they now have. That's how humans are. That's how all humanity is. The more you get, the more you want to have. Now let me tell you this, that life here on Earth, it's not forever. Let's read verses 11 one more time. It says, the more wealth people have, the more friends they have to help spend it. Now listen to this very carefully. It says, the more wealth people have, the more friends they have to help spend it. The richer you are, the more friends you're going to have. And why? Because the more they want to get from you. Now, not everyone is like this, but a lot of times when people are getting more richer and richer, they are getting more popular, they are gaining popularity, the more people want to get to know them. And most of the times, it's because they want something from them. They are expecting something from that person. That's why they get so many friends. It says, the rest of the verse 11, it says, so the rich really gain nothing. They can only look at their wealth. What do they get? Can you buy friendship? Can you buy love? Can money buy you love? Can money buy you friends? It can, in a way. But those are not true friends. A true friend will come to you without them wanting your money, without them wanting something in return back from you. That could be a friend. But remember this, that on this planet Earth, we have no true friends except for one that once walked on Earth, and he is called our true friend. He is called my true friend. His name was Jesus, because not only he preached the word of God on Earth, but also he died. He gave it all he had, all his life. He fought all the way to the end, all the way until death, until he died on the cross. And why did he die? Because he really, really loved us. Because he is our true friend. Because he really had love for all of us. He really had love for all of humanity. Verses 12, it says, those who work hard all day come home and sleep in peace. Who are those who work hard all day and come home and sleep in peace? Who is the Bible mentioning and talking about in this part of the Bible?
It's referring to the poor. The poor, they work hard all day long. When they come home, they sleep, they go to sleep without worrying what the next day will bring them. It is not important if they have little or much to eat, but the rich worry about their wealth and are not able to sleep. You see, the richer you are not able to sleep because the more responsibilities you have, the more worriness. The more worriness about someone taking your money away from you, the more worriness about who is gonna be richer than who, because you wanna be in top of the line. The rich wants to be above everyone else. The rich wants to be above them all. But the poor doesn't worry. The poor thanks God. They thank God for what they have and what God has given them. Now verses 13. It says, there is a very sad thing that I have seen happen in this life. People save their money for the future. Then something bad happens and they lose everything. So they have nothing to give to the children. Now, it is not bad to save up your money. It's good in case you need it for an emergency. But now it becomes bad. It becomes like a sin when you are obsessed with saving up money and you just keep saving and saving and saving. And you keep getting richer and richer and richer. Don't you know that the moment you die, that money will stay right here on earth? You will not be taking that money with you. Now, we are not perfect. No one is perfect. But don't expect for that money to last forever. Listen to this once again, verses 14. Let's pay attention to this. It says, then something bad happens and they lose everything, so they have nothing to give to the children. Wow. Verses 15. It says, people come into the world with nothing, and when they die, they live with nothing. They might work hard to get things, but they cannot take anything with them when they die. So don't have desires on this earth about having a better house. Do not wish to have the most expensive mansion in the world, the largest house with the largest parking lot. Do not have desires for this earth. Do not wish to have the most expensive car on planet earth, to have the better degree, the better college. I'm not saying do not do it, but do not focus on being like the best, spending the most amount of money on things on earth, on having desires, desiring something from this earth. Because our life on planet earth, it is not forever. We are not going to be here forever, and everything that you now have, everything that you have now. If you have a car right now, if you have a house right now, if you die tomorrow, you will not be taking that house with you. You will not be taking that car with you to the next life. You will not be taking your money with you, your jewelry. You will not take absolutely anything to the other life. And if you die tomorrow, that's it. Life is over. Life is gone. Just like the blink of an eye. Verse 16, it says, it is very sad that people leave the world just as they came. So what does a person gain from trying to catch the wind? Listen to this. What does a person gain from trying to catch the wind? What do you get from trying to catch nothing, something that will be not be in your life, part of your soul forever? You see, also the Bible says that our life is like the wind, like the gust of wind. Now here it comes, the next moment it's gone. Life is like downpouring rain. Right now it's raining. A few moments later, the rain is gone. The sun comes out, the rainbow shows up, and everything, it's over. That's how life is. Verse 17, it says, they only get days that are filled with sadness and sorrow. In the end, they are troubled, sick, and angry. Money cannot buy love. Money cannot buy you happiness. Money cannot buy you eternal life. Doesn't matter how much money you have in the world. You could be the richest person in the world. You could be rich, the richest person in the whole entire earth. You could have enough money to buy yourself land on the moon. You could have enough money to buy yourself land on planet Mars. You could travel to planet Mars. But what guarantee do you have that you will be there forever? What guarantees you that you will make it there safely without getting hurt, without nothing bad happening to you? What guarantees you that? Nothing guarantees us what life will bring us tomorrow. So do not have wishes or desires, great desires for the future or for tomorrow, because you do not know what tomorrow will bring you. No one knows where each and every one of us is gonna be tomorrow or next week. Now tell me, where are you gonna be next month, next year, in a decade from now? Does anyone know if you're still gonna be around here in 10 years from now? Do you have a guarantee that you will still live on earth? No one knows where will they be in 10 years from now. Do not wish on being rich, because it is harder and harder for a rich person to gain eternal life. And the less rich you are, the most likely you will enter the kingdom of heaven. Thank you everyone for listening to my podcast today. Thank you. I would like to invite you today, if you have never accepted Jesus Christ, if you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to do that right now. Wherever you are at this time, repeat this after me. Dear God, today I repent of all my sins. I believe in my heart that you, God, sent your beloved and only Son to preach the word of God, and I believe that he died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. I believe that he died, but at the third day, you, God, resurrected him from the dead and has risen into the heavens, and that he is sitting right next to God, and that one day he will return for all of us, for all of the saved souls. Amen. If you had already done this prayer before, or were Christian in the past and had fallen, now it's the time for you to repent from all of your sins and give your life, give your soul, give your spirit, give your body, give all of yourself to God once again. Thank you for listening to my second podcast ever. Thank you. And God bless.